is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, February 22, 2007. It's the birthday of the author and illustrator Edward Gorey, born in Chicago, 1925, best known for his little morbid, funny books, including The Beastly Baby, The Wuggly Ump, The Epiplectic Bicycle. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Richard North Patterson, born in Berkeley, 1947, studied law, became a securities lawyer. By the time he was 29, he began to wonder if the law was what he really wanted to do. He was traveling all the time, and one day as he was leaving on a business trip, he saw his little boy waving to him through the screen door and decided he'd try to find something that would let him spend more time with his family. He'd been reading books by the mystery writer Ross McDonald, so he wrote an outline for a novel based on the Watergate case about a lawyer who investigates a possible stock scam. That book came out in 1979, The Lascaux Tangent. It became a minor bestseller. He wrote two more novels. The fourth one didn't do so well. He decided maybe he wasn't a writer, went back to law. And then after 8 years, he took a three-month vacation and wrote his book Degree of Guilt, which became a huge bestseller in 1993. Since then, most of his novels have been about the political world of Washington, D.C., his most recent Exile, which came out just last month. It's the birthday of the poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, born in Rockland, Maine, 1892. The family did not have much money, but the young Edna recited a poem at a public reading in Camden, and a woman in the audience was so impressed she offered to pay for the girl to go to Vassar, and Millay accepted. She was a notorious rebel at Vassar. But the president of Vassar, Henry Noble McCracken, refused to kick her out. He said, "You couldn't break any rule that would make me vote for your expulsion. I don't want a banished Shelley on my doorstep." Edna wrote back, "Well, on those terms, I think I can continue to live in this hellhole." Edna St. Vincent Millay was very striking. She had red hair and green eyes, and people fell in love with her, including Edmund Wilson. Her first book was A Few Figs from Thistles, 1920, poems about bohemian parties and free love. She became one of the icons of the jazz age, gave readings and drew huge crowds. A slender, red-haired, golden-eyed girl dressed in a black-trimmed gown of purple silk, reciting from the front of the room from memory. And it's the birthday of the poet Gerald Stern, born Pittsburgh, 1925, held a series of teaching jobs, started to suffer from depression, and then one day began to write poems furiously. The Pitneys, Leaving Another Kingdom, Bread Without Sugar, Odd Mercy, and many other books. Here's a poem for today by Midge Goldberg entitled Small Town for Alfred Nickel. "What goes around comes around, I tell you. One minute I'm squinting out the car window, and sure I recognize the mom of one of my little leaguers, except she's kissing some guy, not her husband, under the parking lot light, down to the Stop and Shop. So I wave, big-like, kind of being a jerk, although I wouldn't ever really say anything about it. Next thing I know, a siren flashing red and blue, some cops waving at me to stop. I pull over, roll down the window, blinded by the flashlight. They start to say they saw me rolling through the stop, then get a whiff. Really, it's just the way the leather jacket picks up all the smoke and the smell of the booze. And I'm out of the car, walking the damn straight line, saying the alphabet way too loud, then standing on one leg like I could do that sober, counting one Mississippi, two Mississippi, with the kid's mom across the street, watching the whole damn thing, or at least part of it, because I looked once and saw her watching, then I looked again during the Mississippi and she was gone. They let me go with a warning. Gotta love 'em. Maybe I'll give her a call. Probably not." A poem by Midge Goldberg, Small Town, from her collection Flume Ride, published by David Robert Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by Samuel Goldwyn Films and Bristol Bay Productions, presenting Amazing Grace, the true story and song behind the abolition of the British slave trade, opens February 23rd. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.